I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
What's up?
Okay, are we live?
Yes, we're live. I started with "What's up?" Oh, look, that's great, Everardo.
All right, we're doing it. We are officially in an Ev's turn.
This is an Ev's turn. Yep.
Yeah. So, welcome to Ev's turn, the moment where the My Gorgeous Son intern gets his own hour to shine and prove himself for those online school credits to complete Podcasting University at Ryerson. So yeah, I'll be your host this week. My name's Everardo. With me, as always, is, of course, my co-host, roommate, and dare I say, best friend, Andy Bush.
Everardo, we literally never talk until like this starts. We hardly even talk before.
That's true.
We talk about a couple things like camera stuff and mic, and then that's it.
You're the most consistent friend that I talk to. We have like a scheduled time where we talk every Thursday at 5.
Consistency right is technically, if we talked once every 10 years, that would mean it's consistent, but I don't think that would mean we're friends.
Oh, some of my best friends I haven't talked to in at least 10 years. People that I would consider some my of closest
your,
friends.
Some of your closest life. Friends?
I haven't talked to in years, yeah. But that's a sign of a true friend, I think.
What consistency?
You don't need to talk or hang out.
Okay.
Yeah, you just consistently just every... somehow just remain in your life somehow, you know? I don't even really know much about your life. You don't really know much about
mine. I don't know anything about your life. I see the Instagram things pop up that you have a show on Instagram and you promote that way more than My Gorgeous Son, and that's fine. That's fine. It's your thing and I get it, and I want to watch it, and I do sometimes.
Oh, we need it.
And it's actually really good. I think people should watch it.
You've been on it.
I have been on it. It was
and
nice.
Everyone should be on it.
But I really think that since I didn't watch any of the rest of it, I don't think I was consistent with what people like really put a lot of thought into it, don't they?
No, usually no, not at all.
Oh, really?
My main guest on that, the guy who calls in the most regularly, is a bank robber.
What?
I don't know if I should really even be saying this.
A bank? What? He's not a real bank.
No, he was. There was like an article that he robbed like 8 banks, but he's a nice guy and he's maybe one of my closest new friends.
Closest.
And he is a bank, convicted bank robber.
Jesus Christ.
But yeah, we haven't really talked that much. And I guess we should also bring up the third person in this.
Yeah. Should we talk to this? It's so weird. Can I just say it's so weird to see Mark as Mark? It's always fucking weird.
No, I'm not him. On?
What?
I'm Bongo.
Yeah, wait.
Okay, wait a sec. You're who? Hold on. Who are you?
I'm Bongo. I'm a guest named Bongo.
Okay, you're Bongo.
Yes. So, in typical Ev's Turn fashion, I forgot to book a proper guest. So, I reached out to Facebook Marketplace. I offered an old Nintendo GameCube that doesn't work to trade that for a chance to be on this podcast. And luckily, Bongo stepped up and saved the day. So,
hold on. Am I talking to an actual Bongo drum, or am I talking to a person with a name like a drum? Am I
the
talking?
The second one.
Well, these.
Okay, yeah, you're not a drum. We're not gonna do a thing where you're an actual fucking drum, are we?
No, Andy, he's not a drum.
Okay, I don't.
No, I'm. It's just my name. Okay. It's like someone's name would be like
Lunchbox.
Yeah, if someone's name was Lunchbox, except that would probably be a nickname. My given name is Bongo, and I don't have a last name.
Do you have a thing with the parents? Did that? Were they like hippies or something?
I don't really have parents. I was like put together in a lab a little bit.
Well, that's like, and you can't be put together a little bit. Were you put it together in a lab, like in a test tube kind of thing?
So here's the issue. is that, you know how you can't really remember the beginning of your life? Like the first few years, you know how you don't have memories? Mm-hmm. I've never been able to get a straight answer out of anyone. My first memories are riding the rails. And I am searching. I am trying to figure out who my parents are, but I'm not doing it like every day.
Yeah, you don't seem that energetic about it. You seem pretty low key about the fact that you might have been created in a lab.
I have a pretty good life.
So okay, you have a pretty good life.
Other than the fact that you were just born in a lab and your name is Bongo, you're pretty much just a normal guy.
I guess my question is more like, do you have any special like abilities or anything like that? Or is it just straight up, you're just a normal dude?
No, I don't have any like mutant powers, if that's what you're asking. Yes. But I'm really good at soccer and I can cut my own hair and people don't notice.
Even the back?
Yeah, even the back.
That's your ability. That's interesting. Because that you mean you maybe...
But I'm also... I don't know if you missed this part, but I'm really good at soccer.
I know that. Yeah, you did say that part.
Like how good? Like,
you know those old men who play like chess in a park?
Yeah.
I'm like that, but for soccer. There's all these old men who hang out near my park, and then I'll go up and we'll play a little one-on-one, and I destroy them every time.
So you're saying you're good at soccer against old men?
Yeah, one-on-one against old men in a small part of a field.
So maybe
because we can't get in the way of the other old men.
Maybe you're not good at soccer if that's the only test that you've had at soccer.
But I'm so much better than all those old men.
Yeah, they're old men.
Yeah, I think I've seen you play at the park, and watching you do play soccer against these old men, it's almost as if these old guys don't even know that they're playing soccer. That's how bad and slow they are.
I really, really do a number on them. And by the end, they know. They know what happened. And I always tell them the same thing. I'll stop when you suck my dick. And they say, no. They don't want to do that. And I don't want them to do it too much, but I want to bend them and break them.
Well, I love the determination and
Bongo.
Just the sheer talent on display.
So if I could just recap for a second.
Do you have a question for me, Andy? Do you have a question for me, Andy?
I just want to recap to make sure I get everything straight. You were built in a lab, maybe, probably.
Yeah.
And whoever made you specifically made you good at soccer against old men. And gave you the ability to cut your own hair. Those are the only clues you have to find out who made you and why. Is that right? Did I get that right?
Well, I don't know if anyone was intentionally making me good at soccer and good at cutting my own hair. All I know is that I am good at those things. I don't know if I was made, and I don't know if I was made for a purpose. The only things I know about my life are, the first memory I have is riding the rails with a bunch of scientists who took me to a lab. And avoided.
Oh, they took you to the lab. Quest.
Yeah, there was a train to a lab.
So I have one more question about this train.
Sure. Oh, you have a question about the train.
This is incredible. Can I just take a second and say how great this, I want this, don't edit this episode at all, Stefan. I want the full thing to be put out. I want everyone to know so much about Bongo, our new character, our titular character. I want this character.
I should be clear. Bongo is just here for a short segment later on, and it's not really a big part.
Bongo is here for the whole show, and every show afterward, we're going to have a Bongo segment. The Bongo show's on.
We just need to clear up a bit of his backstory before we can move on.
Okay. So... Yeah, ask away.
Because we have a full program here on F's Turn, but we just I just have to ask about the train.
Can I just say the chat is going wild. Yeah. They're so curious about you, Bongo. They want to know what's up. It's just riveting. Someone actually literally riveting.
Now, when you say riding the rails, with these scientists, did they spring for a ticket, or are you like? Kind of like hobos, like jumping on the train as it's leaping.
Here's the crazy thing. So my first memory comes after we must have gotten onto the train. My first conscious memory is I'm 3 years old and I'm just on this train. To your question, no, we were not in a passenger part of the train. It was a boxcar of the train. in a manner that would suggest we had hopped on like hobos. But I will say this, the train appeared to be the property of the science lab and went directly into the science lab. So why we would be forced to ride in a boxcar, I've never known.
I guess that pretty much clears that up then.
This is great. We know so much about you now, Bongo. I feel like we can move on, perhaps, right, Everardo, to another thing?
Well,
maybe.
I'd like to know, so these scientists, are they kind of like a father kind of relationship? Do you keep in touch with them, or did you just ride the train and then peace out, and then you've lived your life almost like a wayfaring guy who's pretty good at soccer?
Do you remember the film Three Men and a Baby or Three Men and a Little Lady?
Yes.
I remember the first one. I don't remember the second one. I don't remember the second one. Well, Steve Martin was not in that, but yeah.
Three Amigos.
It was Tom Selleck.
Who's in Three Men? Oh, yeah, Tom Selleck.
Tom Selleck, Steve Guttenberg, and Leonard Nimoy. I can't remember who the third one is.
Leonard Nimoy.
Yeah, who's the third man?
I don't know.
We'll never
know. Didn't he direct it? Leonard Nimoy directed Three Men and a Baby.
Well, really? My situation is something like that, except with 18 men, all of them scientists. If they were to make a film about my upbringing, it would be 18 men, all of them scientists, and a baby. So all 18 of those men are still in my life. And to use your term, yes, I do think of them as father figures. But okay. I don't live with them at the moment, and they're not aware of my soccer games.
18 father figures, and not even one of them can make it to your soccer game. Damn.
That's funny.
Bongo, do you like comedy? Do you consider yourself a bit of a comedian or something like that? Or is this just, I mean, I'm curious why you decided to come on this show.
I'm a fan of comedy, absolutely.
Yeah? Who's your favorite comedian?
There's a pair of comedians I love. One of them is sort of a rascal drug type with long blonde hair. And the other one is his portly silent partner who goes by Bob.
I mean, you know that they're actually, that's Jay and Silent Bob are characters that were from the movie Clerks. They're not like a comedy duo that go around and do stand-up or something like that. I don't think anyway.
Then maybe I'm thinking of a different pair. Because these two I saw live.
Oh, yeah. They have a huge residency in Mervish, actually. They don't have Broadway. They have Mervish.
Yeah?
Toronto's Broadway.
Broadway.
Do you remember when Sting toured his musical to Toronto, his musical about the ship-making industry in some English small town?
Yeah, that was a big production last year.
He couldn't get it to work anywhere else in the world, Broadway or England. So he brought it to Toronto and it was quite successful. That's the production that I saw Jay and Silent Bob in.
Yeah, apparently I love the scene where Jay is like, they're talking about the different parts of the ship and then Jay's like, why do they call it a poop deck? And then Silent Bob just kind of makes his eyes big for a second.
Well, Bongo, this is all really great backstory. We have yet to actually get to the podcast part, right, Everardo?
I do have a little thing we can get to, but all this talk of theater actually kind of reminds me. I've been kind of working on my own musical. I don't know if I told you this, Andy, I've been rewatching Breaking Bad because my parents, they really love the show Better Call Saul, but they've never seen Breaking Bad. They always keep calling me and they're like, you got to watch this show, like Saul, it's so good. Anyway, they finally started watching it. That got me into it. And it's kind of inspired me to kind of write my own Breaking Bad musical. It's kind of going to be like a jukebox theater sort of thing. I'm writing it, so I'm going to be both Walter and Jesse. But like, I'm going to do half my face as Jesse, and half my side as Walter, and kind of face the camera like that. Yeah. So it's gonna be good.
Did you say it's a jukebox musical?
Yes. You know the Queen song, I Want to Break Free? I've kind of rewrote it, I Want to Break Bad. And so it kind of starts with Walter. He's kind of like, I want to break bad. And that's pretty much the only lyric that's kind of where I've started. And
I was so excited. I thought you had a thing. I thought you were going to perform something for us.
Well, yeah. Well, I'd love to perform a bit of it once I kind of get it reworked out. I'm in talks to get the team behind Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark to kind of help with choreography and stunts. And I'm thinking of casting actually the Jabberwockies as the Blue Meth. Like they'll all be wearing blue masks.
Yeah.
And they'll kind of be like the narrators, like kind of like a Greek
chorus.
Like, what's that?
Greek chorus.
That's a Greek chorus. Yeah. But it's like Jabberwockies in blue masks.
There is a question from the chat, if we can throw that out there. Bongo.
Oh, it's a question for Bongo?
Yeah, it's a question for Bongo.
Okay.
Just wondering what your thoughts are on the bongo board.
I'm not familiar with the bongo board.
Okay, well, they were asking if you were the inventor of the bongo board, but obviously you're not if you don't know what that is. So
do you know what it is, Andrew?
I do not know what the bongo board is.
Does anyone have any more questions for Bongo?
If anyone has any questions for Bongo, please throw them out in the chat.
What's new with you, Andrew?
With me, personally? I've been working on my stream. Today I cooked on the stream. People thought that was fun.
I missed your cooking stream, but when you were cooking, did any one of your roommates walk by and spray Lysol at you or Febreze or something?
Can we? No, they didn't. Like, and if we could just keep that, they're going to see. They probably listen to this. I have no problem with the cooking. I just want to say that if you're listening, because I haven't talked about that. I haven't told them the Lysol thing. I do not have a problem with their cooking. It happens. Even though I really did just passive aggressively open the window while my roommate was cooking right now, and I have to go close that because I feel bad. So, it's all good.
You do have an overly sensitive smoke alarm, so that's
Smell. I have a very overly sense of smell. That's my ability. Bongo, you have your soccer and your hair cutting ability. I can smell really well. That's my thing. Like it wakes me up, you know, in the morning if someone's cooking.
That's kind of your mutant power.
That's my mutant power. It would be just I'm sure someone in the comics has had a sense of smell at some. Like that's, is that a comic? Is there a character in comics that had
Wolverine
that?
I think Wolverine has a strong sense of smell.
Yeah, but I mean just like a, you know how like some comic book characters,
probably called like Bloodhound.
I have a question from the chat. Someone asked, Bongo, do you write any jingles or have you ever written any jingles, Bongo?
Jingles.
Someone wanted to know for some reason if Bongo, if you like to make up songs on the spot.
Yeah I wrote a jingle for, I went to school for advertising, so I had to do some of that.
Okay. That's new. I didn't know that.
But, you know, it was more like we would do school projects and then they weren't official jingles. So we would write alternative jingles for existing products.
And by alternative jingle, do you mean that your voice sounded like the guy from Pearl Jam?
No.
Okay, fair enough.
It's like a different type of jingle. Like we came up with a different jingle for Dairy Queen. You know, their current jingle, their real jingle was...
Is it something about hot chill eats, and grill?
Cool treats. We right, treat yeah, you yeah. right.
Yes, I remember that.
So my group in class came up with an alternative jingle for that. You don't need a king and you don't need a princess. You don't need a prince and you don't need a duke or duchess. You got the queen and she's ready to serve. Oh, baby, she's a lady with curves. She's a hot queen. With an ass you wanna have. She's a nice queen. With breasts that are so peaky, she's a cheeky queen. With a mouth you wanna kiss. Check out this blizzard. Ooh, I can't get enough of it. And when she sits down showing her legs, ooh, I'd do well to anything to have those legs. I wanna put a ring right on her big long finger. Burgers and fries. Big green eyes, nice ice cream sundaes, and an ass like nothing you've seen. I want to have it, baby. Burgers and fries.
Famously, Dairy Queen's one note was that it's just too long. They had nothing wrong with the content.
They asked if you could bring it, if you could just cut it down to a 15-second jingle.
The thing they liked the most of all was that we had, through the song, created this character of the queen.
But yeah, they, how do they not have a mascot?
Yeah, but they felt that it was slightly too sexual also.
You didn't really mention anything about the food until, I mean, it was like 40 seconds in, I think.
We do mention burgers and fries and a blizzard, but it takes a while to get there.
Yeah, yeah, yes. The blizzard comes and then... I thought that's
they thought it. I thought it was interesting that the first thing you mentioned is the burger and fries, not what they're mostly known for, ice cream, dilly bars, and etc. You really wanted to draw attention to the burger.
I will say though, their burgers and fries are incredible.
That's it. We were trying to give a little bump to their under-recognized things.
Yeah, and it was honestly, I will say, their burgers and fries, and also, do you know what they make? They make that are incredible, like really good, is the chicken fingers. Their chicken fingers are amazing. I did get food poisoning once, but that was because they undercooked the damn things. That was it. But every other, and I still kept going there because honestly, it was worth it. They're the best chicken fingers, best fast food chicken fingers in the business. Except for that one time I got food poisoning.
I also wrote a jingle for Mr. Sub. Do you remember? Does everyone know Mr. Sub? I think it might be Canadian.
Canada's fourth sub option.
What's the third option?
Well, Subway, number one. Quiznos, two. Third, of course, is Jersey Mike's, where they just can get it Mike style, which is they douse it in vinegar for some reason.
My personal favorite. Course, Mr. Sub. Is only available in downtown Toronto. It's Belly Buster Subs.
Oh.
The only sub that falls apart immediately upon even looking at it and is served to you and made by men who hate you. It's the only place where you can get the record store experience, but for food.
I like Belly Busters. They keep their toppings in milk crates.
I like walking in there and having two large men stained from head to toe with mushroom grease look at me and say, what the fuck do you want? And then what I like is apologizing after every new ingredient I ask them to add. I am absolutely terrified of the men at Belly Buster's Subs.
And you wrote a song for them, or no, you didn't?
No, I wrote a song for Mr. Sub,
yeah,
which is a larger chain.
Yeah, no, I'm aware of Mr. Sub. It's like a shitty Subway, very shitty Subway.
Well, not in my opinion, and the jingle was intended to change that perception. It went, you probably think you know what the best sub is. You're thinking Subway. There's no way to beat that Subway. Oh, you probably think you know where you wanna get fed at Subway. You're thinking nothing's like Subway. Well, at Subway, you might have nice big bread. And at Subway, you might have things that go in it. And at Subway, you got sauces and toasting options. Drinks in a fountain and customer service and bathrooms that work and other customers that make you feel less than not nervous about buying a sub. Oh, I hear what you're saying. Subway's the best. Ooh, Subway. Better than the rest. And the rest of you are thinking, Quiznos is my game. Well, let me tell you about not the third, but the fourth best option, Mr. Sub. We might not have your clean bathrooms, Mr. Sub. We might not have your bread, but we've got something else.
What's that?
a little thing called love.
You know what was weird about that? I did hear that. I remember that on the radio. And what was so weird was the and the long pause was in the final version, where they were like trying figure out what it was that they had.
We were trying to keep it raw.
Yeah, yeah. So that was just like
we were trying to keep it really sort of off the cuff and raw.
For an ad for Mr. Sub, I like how much the first, I would say, minute of it is devoted to Subway.
Their biggest complaint was that we had mischaracterized them by suggesting they don't have bread. They were adamant that they do have bread.
Yeah. I mean, they do technically have some sort. It is bread, sort of.
Should we do a game? I have a short kind of trivia-esque game.
Yeah, let's do
it. Or we could just wrap it up.
Let's play a game. Let's play a game.
I guess I'll just explain the game. It's just, it's not really a trivia game. I thought we'd just do a spelling bee because there's some words that I realized without the aid of like autocorrect and like spell check and stuff like that, I still kind of get tripped up over.
Okay, so if we can spell those words? Okay. Oh, God. I'm terrible
spell at spelling. On the spot. Okay. I think I used to pride myself in my spelling, but I honestly feel like I've gotten worse with texting and autocorrect.
All right, I'm going to be so bad. I'm terrible at spelling, but all right.
All right, so let's just do a classic spelling bee, just a few words. First word, vacuum.
Oh.
V-A-C-U-M. This is a hard one.
Yeah, that would be one C and two U's.
V-A-C-U-U-M.
Okay, you both got it immediately. Okay, just me then. Okay, how about this word? Diarrhea.
That would be that's for you, Bongo. D-I-A-R-R-H-E-A. Two R's and an H.
No fucking idea. I don't know. I'm going to go with... Uh-oh. Shit. Hi.
Sorry. Did I have a meeting?
Fuck. Yes.
I'm sorry, did
it's I? Okay. Damn it. It's okay. I didn't know. I wish I'd have known.
You want me to go?
Yeah, no, I'm going to go. We got to go anyway. We're just wrapping up. So everyone's seeing that now. Say hi to my mom. Okay.
Sorry, guys.
Sorry. Okay.
Everyone.
All right. We're sorry. Leaving. Bye, everybody.
Book club. Yep.
Bye. It's a book club. Bye. So, sorry, everybody, if you're still on. That was... sorry. My mom jumped on to the thing. I don't even think I think I accidentally, I didn't even record this one because what a fuck up.
What a crazy.
Ugh. Did you record it? Oh, good. Because I messed up and forgot to record it. So I'm glad you recorded it. Thank God. Okay. Phew. Anyway, that was a weird time. Jesus Christ. Well, that's it. I'm going to go for a walk with the mask on. Bye, everyone.
This podcast has been brought to you by the Sonar Network.
Sonar!
Hi, I'm Melanie Dowling.
And I'm Rachel Manson.
We're two comics and self-professed witchcraft nerds, but don't worry, it's not like we're witches or anything.
That we know of as of yet.
Yes, we're thinking about it. We're dabbling.
Maybe.
Maybe thinking about calling ourselves witches. So tune into Tarts and Craft. We're going to be asking such questions as, oh, why a broomstick?
And what's the deal with the moon? There's stuff going on with the moon, guys.
Something's happening with the moon. So we're going to be asking some real life experts. We're going to be doing some cool interviews.
And a lot of the episodes will just feature Melanie and I going through our Wikipedia research, trying to figure out what is the truth.
Mm-hmm. So this is a great podcast. Join us if you're an occult dabbler, a curious mortal, or if you've been following witch stuff on Instagram and you like it, but you're not quite sure why.
Yeah, listen in wherever you get your podcasts or on the Sonar Network.
Arts and
craft. Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.